On this week's episode, two EMU alumni have been charged with counts of sexual assault and misconduct, and an Ipsy votes update on the next Washtenaw County prosecutor, and EMU announces that it will be postponing all fall athletics until 2021. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. EMU alumni have been charged with numerous counts of sexual assault and sexual misconduct. One man, Dustin Michael Durbin, is being charged with 9 counts of sexual assault that span over the last 6 years while he was attending EMU. 7 women have come forward claiming to be victims of Durbin's misconduct. Officials are looking into incidents that are said to have occurred between November 2015 and May 2019. Washtenaw County Assistant Prosecutor John Villa said that Durbin contacted numerous victims after the assault to intimidate them from contacting the police. Durbin has pled not guilty. A second man, D'Angelo McWilliams, who is now a Washtenaw County deputy, has been charged with criminal sexual conduct towards multiple women between 2015 and 2019. Both men were part of the Alpha Sigma Phi fraternity, and some of Durbin's violent acts of sexual force are said to have been committed in the Alpha Sigma Phi house. The 1972 anti-discrimination law, Title IX, has expanded to add unavoidable liability, making it harder for universities to take a passive role in rape prevention. However, sexual misconduct among campus Greek life continues to be a concern. According to the National Institute of Justice, 25% of sexual assault victims in one survey were sorority members. Additionally, fraternity men are 3 times more likely to commit rape than their non-Greek peers. University President James Smith said in a statement, quote, "The university takes these matters extremely seriously. We have no higher priority than to create and maintain a safe, thriving, and welcoming community for our students. We stand by survivors and vow to do everything in our power to support them," end quote. If you believe that you are a survivor or a witness to Durbin's misconduct, please contact Detective Jessica Lowry or Detective Annette Kopak. Detective Lowry can be reached at 734-368-8784 or at jwelker@cityofypsilanti.com. Detective Kopak can be reached at 734-368-8776 or at ACOPPOCK@cityofypsilanti.com. Eli Savitt won the Democratic primary for the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office with 50.5% of the vote. With no Republican candidate in the November general election, Savitt will be replacing incumbent Brian Mackey, who was first elected in 1992. Savitt campaigned on structural reforms and hopes to end cash bail, reform the practice of plea bargaining, and end mass incarceration. Savitt was endorsed by Senator Bernie Sanders, singer John Legend, and former gubernatorial candidate Abdul El Said. You can read more about Savitt on our website. Finally, we have a long-awaited update on the university's fall sports. On Saturday, August 8th, EMU announced that they will be postponing all fall athletics until spring 2021. This comes with the MAC's decision to suspend all fall sports. This affects men's and women's cross country, football, men's and women's soccer, women's volleyball, field hockey, men's and women's golf, women's tennis, and baseball and softball. According to EMU President James Smith, the university came to this decision because it was the safest option for students, faculty, and staff, and in the competitive field. There are no limited opportunities for social distancing. Thank you to Cameron Eberle, Austin Elliott, and Luke Gremban for the stories we covered today. As always, you can find full-length articles on our website. If you like what we do, please consider donating to our crowdfunding campaign at tinyurl.com/donateecho. Unfortunately, like so many other organizations, the Echo has been heavily impacted by the pandemic. We want to continue being a reliable source of local news, but the reality is that takes money. We know that this summer has been difficult for everyone, so please know that anything you are willing to give is so appreciated. Again, the link is tinyurl.com/donateecho. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to tune in next Monday for information. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd. This was an Eastern Echo podcast.